Perhaps you've listened to KUOW and other radio stations and said to yourself, well, I could do a better job than that. Well, you might get a chance. There could be as many as 8 new FM radio licenses available in Western Washington, and you can apply for one. It's going to be a public meeting to tell you about how to do that coming up at 1 o'clock today, but kind of give us a preview is Sabrina Roach, a veteran of KUOW and KBCS. She's also on the steering committee for a digital inclusion summit that is in the works. Sabrina, tell us a little bit about these low-power FM stations. How powerful are they? How far can they reach?
Sure, Ross. They're small. So these are 100-watt stations that in a city, you can reasonably expect them to go 2.5 to 3 miles. In rural areas, you can without hills and skyscrapers, you can expect them to go 7 to 10 miles. So this is neighborhood radio.
It's pretty centralized in a small geographic area. Now, we know there'll be some here in Western Washington. Do we know where they'll be, and do we know if there'll be any right here in Seattle?
Well, the guesstimate is that nationally there might be 15,000 of these frequencies available. And there's a channel finder you can use on the website for Prometheus Radio Project to check your zip code. But engineers, you basically have to work with an engineer to find what area is going to fit best for your signal.
Yeah, and that's a good resource, the Prometheus Radio Project, if people want to check this out more. Now, these are low-power stations, and they're low-power, so they won't interfere with other stations that are already there. But are there other restrictions? Could, for example, someone start up a commercial low-power station or a religious low-power station?
Religious, yes. Faith-based communities are eligible to apply, you can't run a commercial operation with this. This will be non-commercial broadcasting. So nonprofits are eligible to apply, tribal nations, schools, universities, specifically student groups at universities. Also, basic emergency services. So you could have this at your local fire station, possibly.
Now, are there other requirements for applying for one of these licenses? For example, do you have to do an engineering study? Do you have to demonstrate that you've got a financial plan to keep the radio station going?
You know, I'd have to check the details to see if you actually have to present the FCC with your business plan. But you do have to work with an engineer, and you probably should have a lawyer look over your application.
Now, you've been working on this for a while. Do you know of some nonprofit groups or religious groups that are planning on putting applications for stations around here?
Yes. For the last couple of years, I've been working with Hollow Earth Radio, an online radio station in Seattle's Central District.
Mm-hmm.
One America just made a commitment to explore this, as well as Voice of Vashon and a student group at the University of Washington at Bothell.
Will the successful applicants own these frequencies, Sabrina? In other words, if they decide they want to sell it, will they be able to sell it to somebody?
Well, that's a little bit more complex. They'll be able to, I believe, sell it for the amount of money it costs them to acquire it.
Huh.
I'd have to double-check my facts there, but there's some complications. You can't sell this for a profit, in my understanding.
Hey, Sabrina, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks a bunch, Ross.
Sabrina Roach on the Steering Committee for a Digital Inclusion Summit, and also she's going to be at that information workshop that starts at 1 o'clock, not that far from now. If you're up near the Langston Hughes Performing Arts Institute, you can stop in and get answers to many more questions. It's free, but you're supposed to register at Brown Paper Bag Tickets for that.